November 30th, Micah 5. Minus 1-5. Jesus says, you were told the reason why Bethlehem was predestined among all the cities of Judah to be the one which would receive the Savior. Great not so much, because of the death of Rachel and the scepter which had come to it with the lineage of Judah, but because of having received the true King, at whom all peoples, until the end of time, with either limitless love or equally boundless hatred will look. The one awaited by the peoples, whose scepter is a cross, whose law is love, and forgiveness, and whose work is redemption, in the place where Rachel had died giving birth to the son of her pain and giving Jacob the son as dear as a right hand to a man, was to be born of the woman much greater than Rachel in merits and in pain, not by the work of flesh was made a mother, but by the work of the Holy Spirit, and the will of the Eternal, gave birth to her only begotten son, going against her human thought. To the virgin who thought she would never know motherhood, the Son was given. The bread of obedience was broken by Mary before it was broken by Christ, who, like the Father, does not force those who are His to obey Him, but asks them for loving adherence, in order to give Himself to them. Mary, then, gave birth to the Messiah, the Master of the world, who was to remain in His land, Palestine, until the sinful earth flung him from its breast, producing dye for his clothes, not with the blood of the grape, but with his divine blood. The Son of Man would then go back up to heaven, emerging from the tomb like a stone slung by a bow. But woe to that place which has rejected him, and woe to those homicidal hearts. For all the desolations inflicted upon the Holy One they shall be desolated, and with the name of the Deicides, shall pass into history over the centuries. Begotten as the Son of God from the days of eternity, begotten as the Son of Man, from the time marked by God. He shall dominate, not with a robe and crown of human domination, but if in the land of Judah. He did not reign, and if the land of Judah treated him as an evildoer, his kingdom, I swear to you, shall come upon that land as well. In his right hand I will gather together all the lineages, for my Son has redeemed all, choosing from among them those who have a thirst for truth within him. A king whose kingdom will have no end, he shall reign in eternity, and over all that is, which I have set as a stool for his pierced feet, with his power of love. And blessed are those who convert to his love, or remain faithful to him until the end. They shall inherit the earth with him, and the peace he is the creator of shall be their heritage forever and ever. Here too, I realize, on reading what has been written, that our Father is speaking. It is 9 a.m. I wrote down the other passage, the one on the 29th, in the evening, amid atrocious sufferings which had been torturing me throughout the day to the point of culminating in an asphytic crisis at 6 p.m. Since the early hours of the night Jesus had been holding me in his power, since he had said to me, look up the point about the 70 weeks. And I assure you, that I had suffered for this reason too, during the day. I was as if lost in reverie. The others also realized this. And I could not wait for night to come, for I felt Jesus was awaiting that hour to speak. But I was so tired, that I avowed to you, as if I were in confession, that I wrote only through the strength Jesus gave me word by word. I was sleeping on my feet, my eyes were closing. As soon as I finished, I closed the notebook without any other concern, and only this morning did I grasp the meaning of what I had written in machine-like fashion. Good Jesus! What a dazed secretary I must have been! But if he is content, but I ask you to note that there are no erasures or omitted words, except for one on the second page, one on the third page, and one on the fourth. A sign that, if I was thoroughly exhausted, even in spirit, to the point of not enjoying Jesus' words, his strength guided my hand.